And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Now that the economy has improved, there are several big developments before Chapel Hill and Carrboro governments. And there are the usual protesters saying, don't build it. Or at least don't build it so all those lovely vistas I enjoyed but belong to other people will be replaced by developments that I don't want to live next door to. I spoke to a neighbor who showed what her taxes were like. She said, oh, they're way too high. I can barely afford them anymore. When I pointed out that is because there is little commercial base to relieve the burden on individual homers, she hadn't thought of that. I am asking everyone to think of that. What is amazing to me is the number of people who don't live anywhere near proposed developments. I was pleased at the Villages, Obers Creek, and Edge developments because there are a few homes close by and they are on major thoroughfares. But no, the usual protests were raised even though they live nowhere near them. I used to buy my underwear and lots of other things at Belk's and Dillard's in Chapel Hill, so I shopped at Belk's at South Point. There were traffic jams and no parking spaces. And guess who else was there shopping? Lots of people from Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And guess whose library and police and parks got the taxes from all those Orange County shoppers? Durham. So next time you go before the council and ask for extra funds for our libraries and swimming pools and all those other amenities you enjoy, remember where you left your tax dollars that would have paid for all that. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues.
On the new WCHL.